Let's Talk Radio.
Condoning act.
Yeah, it is. It would be a condoning act if you see something bad, you're supposed to speak it out. You're supposed to defend it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Silence means yes.
Mm-hmm. You defended it.
Yeah. Women out there. Raped 100 women. You came in and knew that he was a man, but yet you did not say nothing. You did not. You didn't, shall I say, allow justice to meet, find him. You condoned it, didn't you? Because the next night he went out, that the next victim could have been avoided. By you not actually preventing that, more crimes and more things were continued. But so the silence is a major part of it. And I think that's the one we've got to probe. One is, why are the majority silent? You allowed that person to carry out a crime or perpetrate something and not actually allow justice to find its way. And that person turns out, years later, imagine someone's raping a person a day or killing someone each day and you're not saying nothing and you're not doing is that not a condolence?
It is.
Same behaviour.
Yeah? So the real question isn't to go and confront the racist one, because you know where he's at. The real thing is, why are you silent? It's questioning the people, why are you silent? And this is the key. Because if something is happening that isn't representative of us, yeah, this is the brainwashing. We've been taught, keep our heads down, don't say nothing, yeah? We can all slip by without being noticed. Do not draw attention to yourself. Do not, yeah?
Don't get involved.
Turn the other way.
But yet, we will look up to our so-called heroes who have actually shown the opposite action to that and shown courage and look at them with admiration. But really, that should be us. Everybody have to understand this.
Let's Talk Radio.